A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brother James, Joseph, Simon, Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." Jesus did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever had an experience of feeling like you had something to say, but no one was really willing to listen? And maybe you would have had better luck with a group of strangers than those immediately close to you. Jesus has just returned to his hometown, having traveled throughout the region great distances near and far, teaching and preaching to large crowds who had gathered to hear him. And now he returns to his hometown, where everyone is familiar with who he is. Now, most of us probably pride ourselves on being open and fair-minded and have a sense that we're willing to give someone a fair hearing, regardless of what they have to say. And yet what we don't realize most of the time is that when we are listening, when we hear someone, we are automatically making instantaneous judgments. We listen through a set of filters that have been created and built throughout our entire lives. Communication specialists and theorists have determined that human beings listen in a particular way, and it seems that regardless of culture or the region we are in, where we come from, we have similar patterns in our listening. We take in the details in the situation that is most immediate to us. We add our cultural understandings to what it is we take in, to what we see, to what we perceive. Then we add our assumptions. Maybe some of them are not even known to us. We make assumptions based on meaning that has developed in our experience. And then we draw some conclusions about all of this that we've gathered in. And then we make some kind of response based on the beliefs that all of this information has created. The amazing part is all of this process, all of these filters, all of these judgments, all of these perceptions are filtered in an instant. and we make these judgments rather quickly. Sometimes we are aware of them, and other times we are not. In this story, Jesus is teaching in his hometown. He's speaking to the people that have probably known him the longest and maybe assume that they know him best and they know him well. Obviously, his teaching has been rather amazing because their first response is to be astonished or to be amazed. At first, they're somewhat overwhelmed with what has been taught by this young man with whom they are so very familiar. And then their filters of the past, their experience, their perceptions begin to add information, begin to add substance to the judgments they are beginning to make about what they have just heard. Now, we don't know what it is that Jesus actually said, but given that the crowd was astonished, we can imagine it is something they have not heard before. Ultimately, and in the final analysis, the scripture text says that they took offense at him for what he had taught. Like the crowd that listened to Jesus, we too bring to any situation the experience, the judgments, the belief systems, the presumptions of a lifetime. And as we're listening, whether we are aware or not, all of those filters come into play. And it is then that we make a judgment about what we hear, whether we receive it or reject it. It is likely that the more difficult and the more challenging the message that we hear, the more likely it is that we are going to find a way to defend ourselves against what we hear. We see it happen very often and very quickly in our public discourse, where the message is attacked not for its substance, but because of the messenger. We hear it simply in the context of the identity of the messenger. Which one of us cannot name a situation in which, if a particular person speaks or has something to say, we've already prejudged anything that would come out of their mouth? Which one of us doesn't have a list of ideas or thoughts or ways of thinking that if they are presented to us, we automatically reject them as without substance? In most cases, we are probably not encountering prophets necessarily. However, God speaks to us in probably the most unlikely places. The question becomes, are we aware enough of our own prejudice, prejudgments, filters, and ways of perceiving based in our culture, our experience, our language, the place from where we stand? Are we aware of those in a sufficient manner so that, in fact, we do not negate or discount something because we have judged the messenger or the content of the message before we even hear it. Listening, hearing, attending to God's voice in the midst of an ordinary day requires an awareness, at least an awakening to all of the experience that one brings forward to filter what is heard before it even reaches our ears. So in today's experiences, what lies ahead on this day, as we've heard the example of Jesus' hometown followers who couldn't hear because of all the assumptions, all the presumptions, all the perceptions that they brought to their hearing. How will we be attentive to those same elements as we go through our day? I invite you and encourage you to be awake, to be aware, to be attentive to the thoughts and ideas that form instantly in your mind, even as you are listening to anyone that you encounter today. Who is it that you can't listen to? Not because of what they say, but because of whom we already judge who they are. Who is it? What message can you not listen to because it so challenges the established message in your own heart and mind? Who today, or in what situation today, will you be challenged, invited to awake to something you haven't ever heard before, even though you've heard it many times?